I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell.
Wait, this is Unrivaled? I'm in the wrong building.
Scott Mitchell, heading out on an aeroplane tomorrow, right? Is that what the...
That's correct, yes.
Are you on the...
Early in the morning.
Are you on the plane band? Is that...
The band plane. Yeah.
Plane band?
The band is on our plane.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Big time in the band over here.
And I will tell you, you got to show up early because there's a lot of band members and you don't want
to... wear their outfits on the plane.
No.
Oh, okay. Because I think that should be a requirement. You're going to the Pac-12 championship
game? It's quite a process, actually, to watch because they have all of their...
Instruments.
Yeah. Their
drums,
instruments.
Drums, all that
yeah,
stuff.
And it's like herding cats. So you have instruments, you have all these band members, and they're all over the place.
Well,
and it's a charter, so no one you move all of your stuff.
Let's talk.
They just throw it on the ground, and you just have to load it on the bus. And it's
the Paul Feinbaum stuff makes no sense to even really get that far into until let's wait till the Pac-12 championship game is over on Friday night before we can start complaining about Paul Feinbaum again.
You know where I've kind of landed on this? I really have. I'm at peace, and I'll tell you why I'm at peace.
You sound like a vindictive.
No, that aunt
who's like, I'm actually at peace with what your father said to me. And you're like, no, you're not. Obviously, you're not because he doesn't feel that way. You do not really – you are not at peace with this.
Yeah, here's where I'm at peace. Utah wins the Pac-12 championship. At that point, I don't care. But whatever happens, happens at that point. I would feel –
you've done all you can do.
You really have. Point. And I really landed with that. It's the Rose Bowl. At that point,
not bad.
If that's the worst thing that happens, so
in terms of places, let's talk about just face value venues and bowl games. The Peach Bowl would lose to the Rose Bowl all day, every day
on a normal circumstance.
But this college football playoff situation is funny because, and I know you've said, I just don't that whatever happens with the mix up of the teams and wherever they're going to end up, Utah's not going to be. Playing in the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl. Or it's not even Tostitos Fiesta Bowl. It's the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl now, by the way.
You don't think they'd play there?
No.
They would.
And there's not.
Yeah.
I've read all the scenarios, and they're like, for that to happen, it would actually, there would be a lot that actually needs to happen.
Well, what needs to happen?
They would have to be a 2 or a 3. Because that's going to be your 2-3 game. They've already decided.
They've already decided that.
And now what they haven't decided is what time of the day each one's going to play. And that one's going to be a flexed schedule because when do you want to see one versus the other? One's going to be at 4 o'clock, one's going to be at 8 o'clock. And they're right now, you don't know which one. So that's where it's going to come into account is what time are these people going to tune in and watch these games?
I'll tell you, if it's Utah, Ohio State, that's the four o'clock game. It's the 4 o'clock game.
Why would it be the 4 o'clock game? It's a Saturday.
Yeah.
So you'd make the 8 p.m. Eastern game the big one?
If you, yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, that is, no, that
well,
would
that's
be
the big one. I'm sorry.
That is
1-4 is the big one?
Yeah.
Compared to LSU, Clemson? Come on. I have obviously a local interest in the Utah-Ohio State game if that ends up being what it is. But, and I know what you'll be watching, obviously, but I'm saying.
I'll have to watch it.
I know. I'm just saying that from a programming perspective and from a TV watchability.
You don't think that's better?
LSU and Clemson is way more sexy to sell.
No, I know. So that's the 8 o'clock game.
Oh, so it's the 8 o'clock game. That's what I'm saying. People don't want to stay up till midnight to watch the game, though. That's when it ends, is at midnight.
Well, I'm thinking 8 o'clock on the East Coast.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They wouldn't want to stay up till midnight on the East Coast.
No, to watch
the better game.
Sure they would. Oh, no, Alex, have you ever lived on the East Coast?
Is that what they do?
Yes.
No, I have not lived on the East Coast.
You know what prime time is on the East Coast? 9 o'clock. You were always up until midnight watching a big game. Monday night game, all of it. Yes.
All right.
Yes, 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 yes.
So the Utah game will likely be that 4 o'clock game.
Yes.
When they're in the college football
That's a no-brainer.
What about Oklahoma, Ohio State when that happens?
Same.
Okay. All right, there you go.
That 4 spot is just a placeholder.
For the person it's not going to get their butts kicked.
It's not going to have any impact on the actual outcome.
I love that narrative. I love that they're just saying, yeah, whoever gets in is just going to get killed.
I would love to play Ohio State.
Because think about it. The real problem is they're saying that, not knowing who Utah is, and knowing that we have had – listen, Notre Dame was a faker last year.
Right.
They were absolute fakes in the college football playoff.
And everyone could tell. You knew it. You could tell it. But
the college football playoff has been not a very good game in that first round a lot of these years. And even the last time that a Pac-12 team went and Washington played Alabama. I think it was 24-0 before
it was ugly.
They even made a dent.
It was ugly. Alabama was really good.
They were awesome that year. And they didn't end up winning the national championship even.
Yep.
That's what's crazy about all this is that among all this, Alabama is like the anointed team that's always been in the college football playoff. But Clemson has been the winner, the consistent winner of the championship over the last 3 years.
But you could argue, you go Clemson. People want to watch Clemson. I mean, when they were first in it, people didn't want to watch Clemson.
No, and ACC. And we still argue that an ACC team is not something fun to watch.
No.
So I get it. When we start to argue about these two teams back and forth and who should be in and who should not be in, where is that? Where does that conversation start? Look, no one wants to see the Utah Jazz in the Western Conference Finals either, if you're saying nobody does. Of course, from an NBA programming perspective, but this is why it matters that you actually have an unbiased, longer playoff possibility. Because
when
we don't
Stockton
have guys
Malone,
like we don't
when
have
Stockton and Malone were with the Jazz.
It was still not the yeah no people but people got
different.
It was.
I don't know. Even them in the finals, and I was a huge Jazz fan. I'm like, really, the Jazz in the finals?
You'd still much rather have a Lakers Chicago Bulls.
The Jazz in the finals?
I know the Lakers Bulls would have been a way sexier.
I'm a Jazz fan.
You're not a Lakers guy?
Hate the Lakers.
Okay. I just wonder from a logistics standpoint, from a travel standpoint, would you rather be in Pasadena, California, the granddaddy of them all, it's the Rose Bowl, between the University of Utah Utes and the Ohio State Buckeyes?
Well, Ohio State won't be in it.
And the Penn State Nittany Lions.
I you know what? Here's how mad I am about all this. Oh, no, wait, I'm over it. What am I? Am I over it?
I don't know.
I would laugh if all three of the undefeateds lost this weekend. I just think that would be funny.
Great total chaos at the top of
yep,
the
end. I just think, all right, figure this one out.
Yeah.
Mr. Big-Eared Feinstein.
Oh, wow.
Is it Feinstein?
Wow. Feinboom, as you put it
Feinstein?
Earlier. Feinboom.
Feinboom.
Boomhauer. Well, you got your old football over here. You know, throw a football. Try to go over there, throw a football. I just don't think that – I think that the majority of the average person who watches the game – who watches, you know, the outcomes, the possibility of the outcomes in college football over the next week. And if that did happen, Ohio State and
Ohio State wouldn't be the champion. LSU wouldn't be the champion. Clemson wouldn't be the champion.
Right.
The only and yet Oklahoma, everybody says all three. Oklahoma and Utah, let's say they're the champion, so they all have one loss.
And they'd get left out.
These guys aren't even their conference champions.
Because Georgia would be in by virtue of beating LSU.
Georgia would be in.
Your 1, 2, 3, 4 would be one, Ohio State, probably still. Two would be LSU. No. LSU would be number one because their loss would be to a higher-ranked Georgia team.
Yeah.
So LSU would be one. No, sorry.
No, Georgia's
Ooh,
one.
Georgia would be one.
Georgia would be one.
LSU, two.
No. Oh,
why not?
LSU would be.
Their only loss would be no, wait, to the number
no,
four
LSU
team.
LSU would be four because they're two. LSU would be four.
Okay.
Ohio State would be three.
Three.
Clemson would be out, and Utah would
be
two.
No. Clemson would be in still.
Clemson?
Clemson would be in. I think Clemson would be in still.
Clemson's three. They're out. They're going
to
go.
Oh, they're three right now. They wouldn't move down to four?
They would go to five.
Georgia would be two.
Georgia
would
be
Georgia
one.
Would be one? This is complicated.
Georgia would be one.
I love this.
LSU would be four. Ohio State would be three. And probably Utah would be two. They'd be two.
No, they wouldn't.
They would be two.
They would find a way for
they
all three of those non-conference champions to be in and then throw in an Oklahoma. No, because Georgia would have to be in.
All they do is just shuffle the order of everything.
Yeah, and Utah would be out.
It would be like what would happen is Georgia would go to one and everyone would shift down a spot.
There you
Clemson's
go.
Four.
Yep. You got it.
So not a conference champ. Not a
not
conference
one
champ.
In sight.
Not a conference champ.
No, one would be the conference champ. The no, Georgia like, would be the conference
2, 3,
champ.
2, 3, 4, not conference champs.
Right.
There's no freaking way. There is no freaking way that they would do that.
I love this.
They
so
actually
much.
Might. They might move out 2, 3.
Just put in Oklahoma and Utah.
Right.
Just go get it over.
And
at least
move,
these guys won their conference.
And move out 2, 3.
All right, for Scott Mitchell, I'm Alex Keery. Thanks for being with us. Download the podcast wherever it's found. If you haven't yet, tell a friend and teach a neighbor that the Unrivaled podcast is super fun to listen to, and it gets you super angry about the college football playoff. Scott, have fun down in, where is it, Santa Clara?
Yes, it is.
Have fun in Santa Clara, buddy.
I will.
Stay safe on those travels.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.